Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Monday, a new week, lots of exciting stuff to talk about, and I couldn't be happier, more excited to talk about it with our dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Garrett, are you there?
Hello, Robbie Shooter. Robbie Shooter, I like it. I like Robbie Shooter. Seriously, it works. It works.
That was my name at university. My friends called me
Robbie.
No kidding. I know. In America, I'm Rob. With my mummy calls me Robert, but at university I was Robbie, so it feels very familiar, and I love it, I love it, I love it. You can call me anything. I've been called a lot worse, let's be honest.
I think we all have.
Let's be honest about that. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is
tea time!
Thank you. Big breaking news, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson from SNL were spotted holding hands on a date night with Courtney and Travis. So on Saturday night, Kim and Pete were out with Courtney and Travis, and there was a moment of what some people are calling PDA, where Kim and Pete held hands on a roller coaster. Kim looks as if she was in mid-scream. Now, sources are saying it's purely platonic, and there are no romantic vibes. Sources say the following, quote, "They're just hanging in the same circle, so from time to time, they are going to be together, but they are just friends." Us Weekly is reporting that they had an eyewitness who spotted them hanging out at the theme park, and they said there was really just strong friend vibes. They went on to add, quote, "Kim and Pete seem like good friends. They were spotted together in a large group which seemed to actually be dominated by about a dozen security guards at around 1:20 a.m. So the large group was actually all security and probably just four Kardashians plus ones. So Kim looked as if she had nothing to hide. She was really, really chill. My insiders are telling me that they are just friends, but that's how it always starts, Garrett.
Yeah, Rob Shooter, as a publicist, I want you to break this down. They're just friends, okay? So you see just friends. Have you ever put out a statement saying they're just friends?
Every week they are just... We're just friends, Garrett. Wink, wink. No, we are. We really are just friends. But you and your wife started as just good friends.
Right, and until you and I go on a roller coaster and hold hands, we will remain just friends.
I would hold hands on a roller coaster with a guy, a girl, with anybody. I would just, with someone I didn't know, with a stranger sitting next to me if I was screaming so loud.
So I knew you were going to go with this, so I did some investigating myself. So I have friends that live in Pete Davidson's building in Staten Island. Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, they're in Los Angeles.
Yes.
They're nowhere near New York.
Right.
The moment this story broke on Saturday night, my friend said that the complex already was buzzing with paparazzi, thinking Kim Kardashian would magically appear in Staten Island, of all places, at Pete Davidson's apartment. But they've been camped out there, just thinking that they were going straight.
Has she been to the apartment? Have your friends seen Kim in the apartment?
No, not at all.
She's snooking after SNL. Now, let's remember, 2 weeks ago she did SNL. They did kiss on SNL.
Rob Shooter. Okay, let's get one thing straight. If you're hosting SNL, correct, as Kim Kardashian did a few weeks ago, and she did a great job, as we all discussed, you're staying at the Ritz-Carlton. You are not getting in your highly protected SUV, going through the tunnel, paying tolls to a Staten Island apartment on a waterfront complex.
Baby.
No offense.
Okay, you have a good point. But let me ask you this. I've been told that SNL is actually a breeding ground, so to speak, that's a good word, for relationships. Now, that's how Pete met Ariana Grande at SNL. Pete is
correct.
The Casanova of the cast. People are telling me that Pete very much enjoys meeting celebrities on the show. He's the most friendly of anybody in the cast. He changes numbers. He helped Kim out. And so maybe Pete has an eye on Kim, but Kim doesn't have an eye on Pete.
Well, look at it like this. We all have those group of friends that, you know, you're in relationships and you're dating, and then there's always that one or two friends that might be single. And you're like, hey, you know what? Let me do it. And that's exactly what's happening here, because Kim Kardashian and her sisters are all intertwined in friends.
Yes.
So Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are friends.
Right.
Megan Fox actually just shot one of Kim Kardashian's Skims ads with Kourtney Kardashian.
Right.
So they're friends. Machine Gun Kelly, best friends with Pete Davidson.
Oh.
So, you know, they're all sitting around and going, you know what, Kim, you're single.
Pete's single.
My friend Pete's single.
You just met him. Let's go. He's a funny guy.
You already got the first kiss out of the way. Let's go to the amusement park. Seriously, they're friends. They're friends hooked them up.
I'm being told the same. I called everybody I know, and I know a lot of Kardashian sources. I know a few Pete's, but a lot of Kardashians. They said Kim just went out with a bunch of friends. She didn't even know who was going to be there. Now, Pete, though, Pete, and I say this in a nice way, it's going to sound mean, is a dating opportunist. Pete knows that
he's a single guy. Wouldn't you be?
I think so too. But I also would date people that were not famous. But I don't think he meets anybody now that isn't famous.
It's a different level. You and I, yes. Right. Pete Davidson, all he is, every other person he's around is a famous person.
Do you think that he uses SNL to meet girls? Is this his new Bumble? Is this his Match.com? Well,
I mean, we think about this all the time too. Celebrities like that are on such a stratosphere. They can't be on Bumble and Tinder and all that stuff and Match.com or Farmers Only. You know, they spend a very close week together late night for a week straight. It's almost like sleepaway camp. Right. Like you would go to sleepaway camp and you'd become best friends with someone. Right. And at the end of camp, you would go home and maybe you become pen pals. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is like, hey, I'm off for a week. I'm going to be out in L.A. Let's hang out. Let's see what happens.
That's what happened here. So I think you've already answered the question, but I'm still going to ask it. This is our poll question of the day. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson were spotted holding hands on a date night with Courtney and Travis. Now, it's carefully worded here because it sounds as if they were on a date night. They were not. Courtney and Travis.
So let me get this straight. Travis and Courtney were on a date.
Yes, basically.
Okay? They were on a date. Kim and Pete, not a date.
Not a date, but the question's a little dodgy. But the what I want to hear from you, what I need your opinion on, is do you think Kim and Pete are a new couple or do you think it's a press stunt? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Romba. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip if you want to leave a comment there. I love seeing all your comments. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on there?
All right, let's switch gears for a second. So over the weekend, you might have seen this, but let's talk about it. Hilaria Baldwin and Alec Baldwin actually stepped out and spoke about the tragedy that happened on set where, unfortunately, a cinematographer for the movie that Alec Baldwin was shooting passed away through a gun incident that was happening on set. Her name was Helena Hutchins, of course. And, of course, Alec spoke out this weekend. But here's the interesting thing. Alec's wife, Hilaria, shared this very, like, touching, intimate photo of their hands together, Hilaria's and Alex Baldwin hands like intertwined on Instagram, and said, "Love you, and I am here." She also added and told the New York Post that she worries about Alec will develop post-traumatic stress disorder, which you can kind of see it in Alec talking to the press, you know, over the weekend. Very traumatic. There's no real way to describe, like, how I've never been through it. You have never been through it, Rob. I hope no one ever has to go through a situation like that. You could just hope that Alec is getting the help that he needs and people kind of step back. I know it's a lot of paparazzi. Him and paparazzi don't have the best past. Right. So you just hope that the paparazzi respect Alec Baldwin and his family and Hilaria's, you know, wishes and just say, hey, please, let's just step back. Let's move on. Let us heal. Let's move on from that. But Hilaria doing what the only thing she really could be supportive for her husband and for the family and the situation. And that's the best she could do, I think.
Yeah, a couple of things here. One, Hilaria, you can tell him you love him and you're here for him. He is your husband without doing it publicly. I know what you're doing. I understand it. Your critics are going to say you always liked attention and that's why you're doing this. I don't believe that is totally true. But I don't think you're helping stuff here by going on social media and talking about this. Also, they are being chased around this small town in New England where they are staying together. And so they wanted to stop and talk to the press, but that did not make the press go away. So let's say they did this as an opportunity to say a few words and then hopefully the press would go away. No, no, no. This has made the story even bigger now. As an ex-publicist, I can tell you their PR people are probably really, really concerned about this. Hilaria is basically acting as Alex's publicist. She's the one that's talking to the media. If you watch the footage, it's on naughtygossip.com. She's strangely filming the media too with her iPhone. So she's filming the media, filming Alex, and it just looks like this big, big circus. When Alex did talk to the press that were gathered on the side of the road too, the optics of it were just really strange. He said that he was just so upset about this, but he couldn't talk about specifics. And then Ilaria was jumping in, screaming at the press, no specifics, no specifics. I think they would have been better off just saying nothing, maybe putting out a statement via a publicist, but via a professional. I wouldn't have done this, and I think they've made the story, I don't want to say even bigger, because this is a big, big story, but I think this was a misstep and something a PR professional would tell them probably not to do.
Rob Schroeder, do you think that they are of the magnitude of celebrityness where you cannot, as a publicist, like you could voice your concern and say, hey, I don't think you should say anything, but at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever they want?
I don't think it's a magnitude of success, because there are huge stars that listen to their publicists, and there are smart stars that are not that very big that don't listen to their publicists. So I think this is a actual reflection on them. I don't think Alec and Hilaria listen to many people apart from themselves, and that's fine. And so I think it must be very difficult to work with Alec Baldwin on anything. He's going to be the boss. That's who he is. He's an alpha male. And Hilaria, too, is certainly somebody that has very, very strong opinions. So they've decided to manage this themselves. I think it's a mistake. Also, too, we can say stars can disappear. When Jennifer Aniston does not want you to find her, you cannot find her.
Yes, I mean, I try to look for her on Google sometimes. She has to wipe her own Google searches.
Disappears.
I mean, where's she go?
And so I think Alec and Hilaria going to the Starbucks in this local town, them shutting down a restaurant, them going to the Ralph Lauren store, they don't have to do that. They have an enormous compound in the Hamptons. They could go there. It's behind a very large hedge. It's well set back from the road. Or they could come to New York and stay in their apartment and have some food delivered. They've got staff. So I think that this is a mistake, and I'm not really sure why they are doing it. But obviously, we wish everybody the best in this really, really awful, awful situation. So Real Housewife Dorit Kemsley is sharing an update on her home invasion. So this sounds just terrifying. So she's saying after her horrible ordeal, her family needs some time to start to heal. She put this up on Instagram. She also added that she wants to send love to all her fans who have supported her, her husband, and her children through this awful, awful incident. And she's working through this, trying to find some normalcy back in her life after the really traumatic home invasion on Wednesday at approximately 8:50 p.m., officers responded to a report of an invasion at her home, which she shares with her husband and her two children. Her two children slept through the incident and are unaware about what happened. But law enforcement are saying two to three men who were armed made off with about $1 million in valuables.
That is, I mean, it's one of those things that you can only, like, that's a lot of money, but $1 million worth of things. It's not just like two things, you know, it's not like just a painting. It's a lot of things.
It's a terrifying, terrifying, terrifying. There is a little backlash here, which I don't like at all, saying that because the Beverly Hills Housewives and Bravo TV do flaunt their wealth, and also to the locations of their homes, that some people are implying, they're not saying, but they're implying that maybe the victim here was the person who is at fault. I don't like that at all. We're all allowed to live in a society where we're safe and this doesn't happen. We're sending you our best. And quickly before we go to break, Garrett, what's going on with Jon Bon Jovi?
Yes, one of your former clients, Rob Schroeder. Now we're seeing this with a lot of artists too. They're coming down and announcing the fact that they have COVID-19. And that's what Jon Bon Jovi just announced. So he was supposed to be playing in Miami, and unfortunately said he could not perform. Now Bon Jovi, or John, is fully vaccinated, feeling fine, thank God. He was supposed to perform at the Lowe's, South Beach, Collins Ave, and 16th Street on Saturday night for a fan event, and the crowd already filled event, which unfortunately that stinks so
last
bad.
Minute.
Like, you get there, that happened to me once, and I'll tell you in a second. The the crowd was there. I'm sure Bon Jovi is the ultimate performer in the sense of realizing what fans went through to get there, and he will probably reschedule than later once he's fully vaccinated. But yeah, no, we saw it with Ed Sheeran. Yeah. We saw it with Bon Jovi now. So it's only a matter of time as we see some artists as they get back out on the road, unfortunately having to deal with
this. Sources are telling me he had no idea about this. In fact, if he hasn't been tested before hitting the stage, he wouldn't have known. So he's feeling fine. Don't worry, everybody. He's fully vaccinated, thank goodness. Feeling fine. He took the test before hitting the stage because he wants to make sure you're safe as well as him being safe. And that's when 100%. They discovered this, and that's why he had to cancel. Hey, John, we're sending you all our love. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show with Rob Shooter and our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett.
Yes.
Let's get to the polls. Da da da.
Poll time.
Thank you very much.
Here
that is not the
go.
Correct fanfare, but it sounds. It's very you. So on our last show, we talked about Bethany Frankel, who is slamming a new authorized book about the Real Housewives.
She's slamming the four-word
no,
answer.
How dare you? Not my book. Although she probably doesn't like that book either, if I know Bethany. She's saying that it trashes women, and she declined to participate in the book. Once again, let's make this very clear. The book is published by Andy Cohen, so it's authorized. This is not an unauthorized tell-all. This is coming from Andy Cohen's production company, so it's very, very authorized. Not good enough for Bethany. She refused.
You have to read the second page, Rob Shooter. You always have to read. Don't read the cover. Always
read
the flip
page.
The page.
Refused to participate. Now, Bethany has made a living out of trashing women on reality TV. So our question was, is Bethany right or is she a hypocrite? Let's have a look. Ooh, 75% said she's a hypocrite. Bethany wants this both ways here. So Bethany, I do get it. You can grow. You can change. I think Bethany's trying to put her sort of trashing women past behind her that she certainly participated in The Real Housewives. That's what that show's about. So Bethany's right about that. But she certainly was a big part about it. But this is the problem for me, and this is why I think she's a hypocrite. Bethany told all her fans that she wouldn't participate in the book, but she would tell her story on her podcast. So she is trashing women, just that she's too smart to give it away for free in someone else's book. You can listen to Bethany trash women from the show on her podcast, which makes her 75% of you at least think a hypocrite. It's just something. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page, which is Naughty Girls Him. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Well, Meghan Markle actually surprised some workers with Starbucks gift cards. Now, this is very nice. You're going to hear the amount, be like, that's it. But the amount she gave out, I'm sure, was well worth anything that we would ever spend. So she gave out $25 Starbucks gift cards to employees of a nonprofit which is working to win paid family and medical leave for everyone in the U.S. By 2022, which is so huge. The fact that you have to take time out of your own vacation to take care of your children or to give birth and is just insane where you look around the world. So Meghan Markle is helping people that are helping others in the U.S. accomplish this goal. You know, I'm sure she opened up, you know, or she wouldn't sign a check because check seems a little old for like Meghan Markle. She definitely like maybe Venmo'd a hell of a lot of money to get these.
Yeah. $25 adds up. Four of them and it's $100. She went on to say, I'm not an elective official and I'm not a politician. I am, like many, an engaged citizen and a parent. That's why I'm writing to you at this deeply important time as a mom to advocate for paid leave. Meghan,
yes.
Our nicest of the day. And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty,
uh-oh.
Naughty.
Page
six are reporting that Angelina Jolie is using the kids for publicity. That's what a Brad Pitt insider thinks. So over the last couple of weeks, we have seen Angie out a lot promoting her new movie, The Eternals.
Eternals.
With her children,
yeah,
though.
I mean,
lots and lots of children.
It's a kids movie.
On the
it's a kids
red
movie.
Carpet. Also, too, the Mama Six has been talking about motherhood while deflecting questions about her friendship with The Weeknd, the musician. Sources close to Brad are telling Page Six that, quote, Angelina is using the kids. It's hard to understand how this behavior of parading them around is in their best interests. Brad never talks about the kids publicly. He rarely talks about them at all. I don't know on this one. I think the kids look really happy. If my mom was in the Eternals and was walking a red carpet, I'd be thrilled to go and get free popcorn. What about you, Garrett?
And maybe or maybe not dating one of the biggest artists, you know, of their life. You know, I mean, the world is their oyster. Right. Like, let them live. Let the kids live.
The opportunities that Angelina. Can you imagine having Angie as your mommy? Now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. So get ready to unlock the door to happiness and success and slam shut the window to jealousy, worry and anxiety with my new book, The 4-Word Answer. In just 4 words, I'm going to teach you how to be happy and successful. I really am. The response for the book has been overwhelming. It's available right now on Amazon.com. Thank you for all your kind emails, notes, tweets, and even comments on Amazon.com. I really appreciate it. And that's it for
you. You taught me how to read.
You're a good reader, my friend. You're a good friend, too. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Noodle Be Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. And leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you're going to be naughty.
You've got to be. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!